Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. The backstory behind this post, PR teams and agencies will do this outreach differently than before. Their ability to churn out volume will muddy the water for sure, and their writing skills will force us to bring our A game. Think about it. All they do is promote. Every day, all day. We have clients to serve. But fear not. We can compete. Here are my top two ideas. First up, with specificity. PR teams never know as much as the subject matter experts, and that is us. So they will use generic promotional language in speaker proposals. In fact, I've seen these proposals. Trust me, some of them are templates. And even in post, if the PR folks are writing about them. We can use specifics that show where the bodies are buried. So our next best step is a delicate balance between the 30,000-foot view that the PR folks will use and the overly technical view that many internal subject matter experts are known for. Second, our bigger range of experience. We've worked with a wide variety of clients on a wide variety of projects. We are better equipped at spotting trends and patterns. So we don't want to compare our in the trenches perspective. That's what the corporate folks have. We want to promote the value of seen it all, been through it all, point of view. If we develop our content through that lens, we can advocate the value of not doing just one job at one place. The key strategy behind both of these ideas, we have to show the value of what we have that they don't. Regardless of how good these PR teams are at promotion, their clients do have some vulnerabilities that PR can't overcome. We can use those differences to our advantage. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.